The next word is money. U-M-Y-N-Y-N-Y-T-E. Yinik. N-A-P-O-K-U-P-K-U-N-O-V-O-G-O-A-V-T-O-M-O-B-E-L-Y-A. U. Minya. Nyet. Yinik. N-E. Pakupku. Novava. Aftamabila. Breakdown. You mentioned beneg. I don't have money. U is a preposition meaning at or with, but is often used to indicate possession. It's pronounced like the English word u. Mienya. Minya. Is the personal pronoun me in the genitive case, used to show possession, and is pronounced like menya. Nyete. Nyet. Is the negative form of to be, and is pronounced like nyet. Beye nyege. Yinik. Is the genitive plural of the noun beye nyerige. Yinbi. Meaning money, and is pronounced like then, for example. N-A-P-O-K-U-P-K-U-N-O-V-O-G-O-A-V-T-O-M-O-B-E-L-Y-A, N-A-P-O-K-U-N-O-V-O-G-O-A-V-T-O-M-O-B-E-L-Y-A, for the purchase of a new car. N-A. N. Is a preposition meaning on, for, or to, and is pronounced like na. P-O-K-U-P-K-U. P-K-U-P-K-U. Is the accusative form of the noun P-O-K-U-P-K-A. P-K-U-P-K-A. Meaning, purchase, and is pronounced like, pokupku. N-O-V-O-G-O. Novava. Is the genitive form of the adjective N-O-V-E-R-I-K-A-T-K-O-Y. Novi. Meaning, new, and is pronounced like, novogo. A-V-T-O-M-O-V-E-L-Y-A. Aftamabila. Is the genitive form of the noun A-V-T-O-M-O-V-E-L-Y-R-I. Aftamabila. Meaning, car, and is pronounced like, automobile. Key concepts. Genitive case. This case is used to indicate possession, ownership, or the object of a verb, or preposition. You can often recognize the genitive case by the ending, a, or, I, on the noun. Prepositions. Russian prepositions are important for understanding the meaning of a sentence. They often indicate direction, location, or time. Noun declension. Nouns change their form depending on their function in a sentence. This is called noun declension. Memorization tip. Try to remember the yenyege. Yinik. As the genitive form of the yenyerige. Yinbi. To help you recall the correct form when using money in a possessive sense. English. I don't have money to buy a new car. Russian. У меня нет денег на покупку нового автомобиля. Pronunciation guide. Money. Деньги. Деньги, money, genitive plural. Денег. Then for example. The next word is provide. The word provide is a very useful verb in English, and it has a few different translations in Russian, depending on the context. Here's one way to use it in a sentence. English. The university provides excellent resources for students. Russian. Университет предоставляет отличные ресурсы для студентов. Университет. Университет, university. Предоставляет. Предоставляет, provides, present tense, third person singular. Отличные. Отличные, excellent, plural, adjective. Ресурсы. Ресурсы, resources, plural, noun. Для. Для, for. Студентов. Student of, students, plural, noun. Key concepts. Предоставляет, is a very common verb in Russian, and it means to provide or to make available. It is often used with the preposition для, for. Отличный is an adjective that means excellent or great. It is in the plural form because it modifies the plural noun. Ресурсы is a noun that can refer to any kind of resources, such as books, computers, or financial aid. Variations. Предоставить, to provide, infinitive. Предоставлять, to provide, present tense, plural. Предоставил, provided, past tense, masculine singular. Предоставила, provided, past tense, feminine singular. Pronunciation hints. U is pronounced like the U in moon. Ye is pronounced like the E in bed. U is pronounced like the E in tree. O is pronounced like the O in hot. Предоставляет is pronounced as if it were предоставляет. Отличный is pronounced as if it were отличный. English, provide Russian. Предоставляет. The next word is name. Ка-ка. Тебя. Зеомеуте. Как. Means how and. Тебя. Is the accusative form of the pronoun you. The question ка-ка тебя зеомеуте asks how are you called? Or what is your name? The word. Зовут. Is the third person plural present tense of the verb, to call. It is similar to the English, they call you, but in this sentence it asks a question. Зовут is pronounced roughly like, зовут. The whole sentence would be pronounced, как тебя зовут? English, what is your name? Russian, как тебя зовут? The word, имя. Is also used for name. It can be used in this sentence, but is not as common as зовут. Имя is pronounced EMYA. English, name Russian. Имя. The next word is red. The word read can be tricky because it has multiple meanings in English. Let's start with the basic meaning of to read something written. Here is a basic sentence. Я читаю книгу. Breakdown. Я, pronounced like я. Читаю. Читаю, I read, present tense, the you is pronounced like you. Книгу. Книгу, book, pronounced like нигу. Гу sounds like гу, the ending of the verb. Читаю changes depending on who is reading. Читаешь. Читаешь, you, singular, read. Читает. Читает, he/she/it reads. Читаем. Читаем, we read. Читаете. Читает, you, plural, read. Читают. Читают, they read. Translation. I read a book. Important note. The gender of the noun. Книгу. Book is feminine. If the noun was masculine, the verb ending would be different. Example. Я читаю журнал. Breakdown. Я, pronounced like я. Читаю. Читаю, I read, present tense, the you is pronounced like you. Журнал. journal, magazine, pronounced like journal, the ending of the verb. Kitayu remains the same because the word for magazine, journal, is masculine. Translation, I read a magazine. English, read Russian. Kitat. Pronounced, kitati. The next word is friend. Breakdown. This is the possessive form of I, my, and means I have. It uses the genitive case of the pronoun ya. Ya. I. Mnogeo. Mnogo. This means many or a lot of. It is an indeclinable adjective, meaning it does not change its form depending on the noun it modifies. Druzy. This is the genitive plural form of the noun peruge. Drug. Friend. The ending yeikatkoye. I. Indicates the plural form in the genitive case. Translation. I have many friends. Pronunciation. Umenya. Umenya. Umenya mnogeo. Mnogo. Mnogo deruze yeikatkoye. Druzy. Druzy. Variations. Deruge. Drug. Masculine singular, friend, male peo deruge a. Podruge. Feminine singular, friend, female deruze yeri a. Druzia. Masculine plural, friends, male peo deruge e. Podruge. Feminine plural, friends, female. Key concepts. Genitive case. This case is used to express possession, belonging, or a part of something. It is often translated as of in English. Plural forms. Russian nouns have different plural forms, and these can change depending on the case. Indeclinable adjectives. Some adjectives do not change their form depending on the noun they modify. English. Friend Russian. Deruge. Drug. Pronounced, drug. The next word is this. This is a demonstrative pronoun, meaning it points to a specific thing. In Russian, it is eta. Eta, pronounced like eto. Sentence. Eta moya kniga. Eta moya naiga. Breakdown. Eta. Eta, this. The pronoun is in nominative case, meaning it is the subject of the sentence. Moya. Maya, my, possessive adjective in feminine form. Kniga. Naiga, book, in nominative case. Translation. This is my book. Key concept. The grammatical case of pronouns and nouns is important in Russian. It shows the role of the word in a sentence. Memorization tip. Think of eta. Eta, as sounding like eto when you say it. Pronunciation. Eta. Eta, eto. Moya. Maya, maya. Kniga. Naiga, naiga. The next word is month. The word month is месяц. Pronounced месяц in Russian. You can see that it is very similar to the English word. Here is a Russian sentence. Я уехал на месяц в отпуск. This translates to I left for a month on vacation. Let's break it down. Я уехал. Уехал, past tense of уехать. Уехать, to leave. На, on. Месяц. Месяц, month. В, in. Otpusk. Otpusk, vacation. The word Mesut is masculine, meaning the adjective describing it will change depending on the gender. For example, if you wanted to say long month, you would use Dinnui long, and it would become Dinnui Mesut. Because Dinnui is masculine. A great way to remember these words is to break it down. For example, Uyechut. You can think of it as to go away, and then you can remember Uyechut, which means to go or to drive, and U, which means away. English month Mesut. Mesuts, Russian. Mesuts. Month, Mesuts. The next word is large. The word large in Russian is Bolshoi. Bolshoi. This word is an adjective, so it will agree in gender, number, and case with the noun it modifies. Bolshoi is masculine, so it would be used with a masculine noun. Here is an example sentence. Это большой дом. Это большой дом. Breakdown. Это. Это, this demonstrative pronoun, nominative case, neuter gender, singular. Большой. Большой, large, adjective, nominative case, masculine gender, singular. Дом. Дом, house, noun, nominative case, masculine gender, singular. The sentence means, this is a large house. Pronunciation. Большой. Большой, stress on the second syllable, oi, sound like, oi, in, boy. Дом. Дом, stress on the first syllable, o, sound like, o, in, hot. Variations. The word Большой. Большой is also used in the comparative and superlative degrees. Больше. Больше, larger, comparative. Самый большой. Самый большой, largest, superlative. English translation. Large. Большой. Большой, large, comparative. Больше. Больше, large, superlative. Самый большой. Самый большой. The next word is business. Он занимается бизнесом. Breakdown. Он. Он. He, pronoun, masculine, nominative case, pronounced, on занимается. Занимается. Engages in, deals with, verb, third person singular, present tense, pronounced, занимается бизнесом. Бизнесом. Business, noun, instrumental case, pronounced, бизнесом. Meaning, he is engaged in business. Variations. Business. Business. Business, noun, nominative case, pronounced, business. 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 Business, noun, dative case, pronounced, business. Businessman. Businessman. Businessman, noun, masculine, pronounced, businessman. Businessman. Businesswoman. Businesswoman, noun, feminine, pronounced, businesswoman. Translation, business. Business. Pronounced, business. The next word is without. The sentence. Он пришел на встречу без документов. Translation. He came to the meeting without documents. Breakdown. Он. Он. He, masculine pronoun, nominative case. Пришел. Пришел. Came, past tense, masculine singular verb form. На. На. Он, preposition, used with the accusative case to indicate direction. Встречу. Встречу. Meeting, feminine noun, accusative case. Yes. Без. Without, preposition, used with accusative case. Документ of. Document of. Documents, masculine noun, plural, accusative case. Key concepts, prepositions and cases. Russian prepositions require specific grammatical cases for the nouns that follow them. In this case, the prepositions en a and be require the accusative case. Gender and number. Russian nouns have gender, masculine, feminine, or neuter, and number, singular, or plural. These characteristics must be considered when choosing the correct verb form, and when declining nouns, changing their endings based on their grammatical role in the sentence. Verb conjugation. Russian verbs are conjugated to agree in person, first, second, or third, and number, singular, or plural, with the subject. Pronunciation. On. 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 Пришёл. 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 На. 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 Встречу. 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 Yes. Без. Без. Документов. Документов. Документ of. English word. Without. Without. Russian word. Yes. Без. Без. The next word is information. Hash hash. Информация. Pronounced. Информация is a very important word in Russian. It can refer to data or facts. У меня есть информация о новом фильме. Pronounced. У меня есть информация о новом фильме. I have information about the new movie. Knowledge or news. Я получил информацию о том, что ты уезжаешь. Pronounced. Я получил информация о том, что ты уезжаешь. I received information that you are leaving. Breakdown. Информация. Colon, this is the noun form of the word meaning information in English. It is feminine and singular. У меня. Colon, this translates to I have in English. It is a contraction of the words. У. Pronounced. У. At. And. Меня. Pronounced. Майонья. Me. Есть. Colon, this is the verb, to be, or, to have, in the present tense, meaning, there is slash are, or, there exists slash exist. Or. Colon, this means, about, and is used to introduce the object of the sentence. Новом. Colon, this means, new, and is the adjective form of the word. It is in the masculine form, since it modifies the masculine noun. Film. Pronounced. Film. Filmy. Colon, this is the noun, movie, in the prepositional case, which is used with the preposition. Or. To indicate the topic of information. Variations. The plural form of. Информация. Is. Информации. Pronounced. Информации. The word. Информационный. Pronounced. Информационный is the adjective form, meaning informational. Helpful hints. Информация. Colon, the, I, is short like, I, in, bit. Новом. Colon, the, O, is short like, O, in, hot. Fiume. colon, the, e, is silent at the end. English translation, information. Russian translation, информация. The next word is open. The door is open. Дверь открыта. Breakdown. Двери. Divire, divire, door, nominative case, subject of the sentence. Открыта. Открыта, открыта, open, feminine, singular, past tense, passive participle. Key concepts. This sentence uses the passive voice. The subject, the door, is acted upon by an unknown force. The word, open, is translated using the past participle of the verb, to open. Открывать. Открывать, to open, which agrees in gender and number with the noun, door. This type of construction is common in Russian to express a state of being, and is often used with adjectives and participles. Variations. You can also say Дверь открыта настежь. Дверь открыта настежь, which means, the door is wide open. You can use this same structure with other nouns. Окно открыто. Окно открыто, the window is open. Pronunciation notes. The stress in Дверь is on the second syllable. The stress in открыто is on the second syllable. English. Open Russian. Открытый. 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 The next word is order. The word order in English can be expressed in several ways in Russian, depending on the context. Let's look at a few. 1. Order as a noun. Порядок. Порядок, this means order in the sense of arrangement, sequence, or regularity. Example. В библиотеке царил порядок. В библиотеке царил порядок. There was order in the library. The word порядок is a masculine noun, meaning it takes masculine endings in declension. It's pronounced similarly to the English word, порядок, but with the emphasis on the first syllable. 2. Order as a verb. Заказать. Заказать, this means, to order, as in to request something, for example, food, a product. It is a verb, and is conjugated to match the subject. Example. Я заказал пиццу. Я заказал пиццу. I ordered a pizza. Заказать is a verb, so it changes depending on the subject and tense. The vowel a in заказать is pronounced like the a in father. Z is always z, like the z in zoo. 3. Order as a command. Приказ. Приказ, this means order, as in a command or instruction. It is a masculine noun. Example. Солдаты получили приказ идти в наступление. Солдаты получили приказ идти в наступление. The soldiers received an order to go on the offensive. The K sound in приказ is a hard K, like the K in kite. These are just a few examples, and the specific Russian translation of order will depend on the context in which it is used. The next word is government. The Russian word for government is правительство. Pronounced правительство. Sentence. Российское правительство работает над решением проблемы безработицы. Breakdown. Российское. Pronounced российское, Russian, adjective. Here, it modifies the noun. Правительство. Правительство. Pronounced правительство, government, noun. Работает. pronounced raboteet, works, verb in the present tense, third person singular. Not. Pronounced nad, over, preposition. Rishenim. Pronounced rishenim, solution, noun, instrumental case. Problemu. Pronounced problemi, problem, noun, genitive case. Izrabotitsu. Pronounced by Ezrabotitsai, unemployment, noun, genitive case. Translation. The Russian government is working on a solution to the problem of unemployment. Key concepts. Case system. Russian is a highly inflected language, with nouns changing their form, ending, to indicate their grammatical function in a sentence. In the sentence, pravitelstvo is in the nominative case, because it is the subject. Rishenim is in the instrumental case, because it functions as the object of the preposition. Not. Problemu and izrabotitsu are in the genitive case, because they are the objects of the preposition. Not. Variations of the word pravitelstvo. Pravitelstvennui. Governmental, adjective. Pravitelnitsa. Female ruler, noun. Pronunciation. Pravitelstvo. Pravitelstvo. Rossiskaye. Rossiskaye. Rabotayet. Raboteet. Not. Nad. Rishenim. Rishenim. Problemu. Problemi. Izrabotitsu. By Ezrabotitsai. English-Russian translation. Government. Pravitelstvo. Pravitelstvo. The next word is word. The word you provided is word. Let's explore how to use this in a Russian sentence. Sentence. Он сказал только одно слово. Спасибо. Breakdown. Он. He, pronoun, nominative case, masculine. Сказал. Said, verb, past tense, masculine singular. Только. Only, adverb. Одно. One, pronoun, nominative case, neuter. Слово. Word, noun, nominative case, neuter. Спасибо. Thank you, interjection. Meaning. He said only one word. Thank you. Key concepts. Case. In Russian, nouns and pronouns change form depending on their function in the sentence. Here, слово is in the nominative case, because it is the subject of the sentence. Gender. In Russian, nouns have gender, masculine, feminine, or neuter, and this affects the form of adjectives and pronouns that agree with them. Слово is neuter, so the adjective одно. One agrees with it in form. Word order. Russian is a more flexible language than English, allowing for different word orders. The verb in this sentence, сказал, is at the beginning of the sentence, which is common in Russian. Pronunciation. Он. Pronounced like, own. Сказал. Pronounced like, сказал. Только. Pronounced like, толко. Одно. Pronounced like, одно. Слово. Pronounced like, слово. Спасибо. Pronounced like, спасибо. Variations of word. Plural. Слово. Words, pronounced, слово, genitive case. Слово. Of the word, pronounced, слово. English translation. Word. Слово. pronounced Slovo. The next word is issue. The English word, issue, is a versatile word with multiple meanings. Let's explore a few examples and how it translates into Russian. Sentence 1. The issue of climate change is a pressing concern for many. Problema. Pronounced Problema. Climate change is a pressing concern for many. This sentence uses problema to convey the idea of a problem or issue that needs to be addressed. It is a common and versatile word for expressing a topic of concern. Sentence 2. The magazine will issue a special edition this month.
Выпустит.
Pronounced Roman 6-P-O-O-S-T-I-T, the magazine will
выпустит
a special edition this month.
Here, выпустит
means to publish or release something. This is a more specific meaning of issue that emphasizes the act of making something available to the public. Sentence 3. The judge issued a warrant for the suspect's arrest.
Выдать.
Pronounced VIDAT, the judge.
Выдать.
A warrant for the suspect's arrest.
The verb выдать
means to issue something officially. This is often used in legal contexts to describe the act of giving out a document or order. Key concepts. Проблема is the most common translation for issue when it refers to a problem or concern.
Выпустит
translates issue in the context of publishing or releasing something.
Выдать
is used for issue in legal contexts where an official document is given out. Vocabulary and pronunciation. Issue.
Проблема.
Проблема.
Выпустит.
Roman 6 P-O-O-S-T-I-T.
Выдать.
VIDAT. The next word is I. The word I in Russian is
ER.
Pronounced ya. Here is an example sentence.
Я студент.
Я студент. Breakdown.
Я студент.
Student, student meaning I am a student. Variations. In Russian, the word for I is the same for all genders and numbers. You will often hear the word
Я
spoken as a at the beginning of a sentence. Pronunciation.
Я
the Y sound is like the English Y in yes.
Студент.
Student, the T is pronounced with a slight aspiration, almost like a TH sound. English. I Russian.
Я.
The next word is market. The word
рынок.
Рынок can be used in several ways, similar to the English word market. It can refer to a physical place where goods are sold, like a farmer's market, or it can refer to the overall market for a specific product or service. Here's an example of how to use
рынок.
Рынок. In a sentence.
На этом рынке можно найти свежие фрукты и овощи.
На этом рынке можно найти свежие фрукты и овощи. Breakdown.
На
means on or at and is similar to the English word on. Pronounced like na.
Этом.
Этом means this and is similar to the English word this. Pronounced like atom.
Рынки.
Rink means market. Pronounced like rienke.
Можно. Можно. Means, can, or, it is possible to. Pronounced like, можно. Найти. Найти. Means, to find. Pronounced like, найти. Свежие. Свежие. Means, fresh, and describes the quality of the fruit. Pronounced like, свежие. Фрукты. Фрукты. Means, fruit. Pronounced like, fruit key. I. Means, and is similar to the English word, and. Pronounced like, e. Овощи. Овощи. Means, vegetables, and is similar to the English word, vegetables. Pronounced like, овощи. Translation. At this market, you can find fresh fruits and vegetables. Key concepts. Рынок. Рынок. Is a noun, and can be used as a direct object of a sentence. You can also use. Рынок. Рынок. To describe a general market as a concept. Variations. Рыночный. Рыночный. Means, market, but is an adjective, and describes something relating to the market. For example, you can say. Рыночная площадь. Рыночная площадь. Which means, market square. English, market. Рынок. Рынок. The next word is pay. The word платить, pronounced платити, means to pay in Russian. Here's a sentence. Я должен платить за квартиру. Я должен платить за квартиру. Breakdown. Я должен. Должен. Должен, must. Платить. Платить, to pay, infinitive form за. За. За, for квартиру. Квартиру. Квартиру, apartment. The sentence means, I must pay for the apartment. Key concept. The Russian verb. Платить. Платить. Is an imperfective verb. It means, to pay, in a general sense, without specifying a particular payment. This is unlike the perfective verb. Заплатить. Заплатить, which means, to pay, in the sense of completing a specific payment. Variations. Заплатить. Заплатить, to pay, perfective verb. Pronunciation. Платит. Платити. Заплатит. Заплатити. Translation. Платит. Платит, to pay. Заплатит. Заплатит, to pay, perfective. The next word is build. The Russian word for build is строить. Строить. The pronunciation is similar to destroy it. We will use the word in the sentence. Он строит дом. Он строит дом. Breakdown. Он. Он. He. Pronunciation. Он. Строит. Строит. Builds. Pronunciation. Строит it. The ending, it, indicates the present tense. Third person singular, masculine gender. Dom. Dom, house. Pronunciation, dom. Translation, he is building a house. Key concepts. The Russian verb. Строит. Строит, is an imperfective verb. Imperfective verbs in Russian focus on the action itself, rather than its completion. In this case, It emphasizes the ongoing process of building. The ending, it, is a common marker of the present tense, third person singular, he slash she slash it. Variations of the word, build. To express the completed action of building, you would use the perfective verb. Postroit. Postroit. Postroil. Postroil, he built. English to Russian translation, build. Stroit. Stroit. The next word is fold. The word, fold, in English can have many meanings, but in this example, we will focus on the verb meaning, to grasp something firmly. Here is a Russian sentence using, fold. Он крепко держит книгу в руках. Breakdown. Он. Pronunciation. Он, he. Крепко. Pronunciation. Крепк, firmly. Держит. Pronunciation. Держит, third person singular present tense of the verb держать, to hold. Книгу. Pronunciation. Nig, book. Pronunciation. V, in. Rukach. Pronunciation. Rukach, hands. Translation. He holds the book firmly in his hands. Key concepts. Держать. To hold is an irregular verb in Russian. You need to learn the different forms. The preposition. In is used with the word. Rukach. Hands, to indicate that something is being held in one's hands. The word krepka is an adverb, meaning firmly or tightly, and modifies the verb держит. Variations. You could replace книгу with other objects like карандаш, pencil, or telephone, phone. To create different sentences, you can also change the subject of the sentence from он, he, to она, she, мы, we, or они, they. Pronunciation guide. Он, он, крепко, крепк, держит. Держит. Книгу. Книг. В. Руках. Руках. English and Russian translation of words. Hold. Держать. To hold, firmly. Крепко. Firmly, book. Книга. Book, in. In, hands. Руки. Hands. The next word is service. The word service in Russian is служба. Pronounced служба. It can be a noun meaning service in general, department, duty, or military service. It can also be a verb meaning to serve. Here is an example sentence using служба. Он работает в службе безопасности. This sentence means, he works in the security service. Here is a breakdown. Он. Pronounced, он, he. Работает. Pronounced, работает, works. Pronounced, v, in. Службе. Pronounced, службе, service, in this case, department. Безопасности. Pronounced, безопасности, security. Key concept. Служба. Is a versatile word that can be used in many contexts. Pronunciation. Служба. Служба. Безопасности. Безопасности. English and Russian translation of word. Service. Служба. Služba. The next word is against. The word against can be expressed in Russian in several ways, depending on the context. One common way is using the preposition protiv, pronounced protiv. Here is an example sentence. On был против войны. This sentence translates to, he was against the war. Here is a breakdown. On. Pronounced, on, he, nominative case, subject of the sentence. Был. Pronounced, был, was, past tense of the verb, to be. Против. Pronounced, против, against, preposition. Войны. Pronounced, войны, war, genitive case, object of the preposition противе. Key concepts. Prepositions in Russian require the noun following them to be in the genitive case. The genitive case is often used to show possession, but it also indicates the object of a preposition. Variations. Противостоят. Pronounced, противостоят, to oppose, to stand against. Бороться. Pronounced, бороться, to fight, to struggle against. Pronunciation guide. Против. Pronounce, pro, with the, o, as in, go, and, tiv, with a short, I, sound as in, bit. Translation. Against. Против. Pronounced, protiv. The next word is believe. Я. Я. I. Верю. Believe. In. Тебя. You. Breakdown. Я. Я, I, the subject pronoun. Верю. Were you, the verb, to believe, in the present tense, first person singular, I believe. V, the preposition, in. Тебя. Тебя, the object pronoun, you, in the accusative case. Sentence meaning, I believe in you. Key concept, the verb. Верить. Верить, is an irregular verb in Russian. It is conjugated as follows. Я верю. Я верю, I believe te yeru. Веришь. Ты веришь, you believe on/ona/ono. Верить. On/ona/ono верит, he/she/it believes them yeru. Верим. My верим, we believe me yeru. Верите. My верите, you, plural, believe ONE. Верят. Они верят, they believe. Pronunciation. Верю. Верю, the, you, at the end sounds like the, у, in, moon. V, a simple, V, sound. Тебя. Тебя, the, я, at the end sounds like the, я, in, yard. English translation, believe. Верить. Верить. The next word is second. The word, second, in English can mean a few things in Russian. We can use it to describe the order of something, like, the second day, or, the second car. We can also use it to describe a unit of time, like, 1 second. Let's see a few examples. 1. Describing order. Вторая. Машина. Беру лакарасная. Витория. Машина. Байла красная. Translation. The second car was red. Breakdown. Вторая. Витория. This is the feminine form of the word, second, and is used, because the word машина, машина, is feminine. You will learn more about genders later on. The, а, at the end is pronounced like the, in, father. Maschine. Maschine. This word means car and is pronounced with the stress on the second syllable. Mar-S-H-Y-N-R.
Bra.
Baila. This word means was and is pronounced like baila. It is the past tense of the verb to be.
Krasnaya.
Krasnaya. This word means red and is pronounced like krasnaya. It is the feminine form of the word red.
Второй.
День.
Белхолоденьерликаткое.
Витой.
Then.
Байлколодни. Translation. The second day was cold. Breakdown.
Второй.
Витой. This is the masculine form of the word second and is used because the word Белхолоденьери. Then. Is masculine. The O at the end is pronounced like the O in go.
Bien.
Then. This word means they and is pronounced like then.
Bile.
This word means was and is pronounced like bill. It is the masculine past tense of the verb to be.
Холодный.
Холодные. This word means cold and is pronounced like холодные. It is the masculine form of the word cold. 2. Describing time.
О-Н-О-Г-Е-Б-А-Л-Е-Ё.
Дне.
Секунды.
Оно-Жидли.
Ди-Ви-И.
Секунды. Translation. He waited for her for 2 seconds. Breakdown.
Дне.
Ди-Ви-И. This word means two and is pronounced like DVD. It is the feminine form of the number two.
Секунды.
Секунды. This word means seconds and is pronounced like секунды. Learning tip. Remember that in Russian, many words have different forms depending on the gender of the noun they modify. You will learn more about this as you progress in your studies. Pronunciation.
Второй.
Витой.
Витой.
Вторая.
Витория.
Витория.
Секунда.
Секунда.
C-K-U-N-R.
English. Second Russian.
Второй.
Витой.
Masculine.
Вторая.
Витория.
Feminine.
Секунда.
Секунда.
Feminine.
The next word is though. Hash hash though.
Хата.
Slash.
Хата бы.
Sentence.
Хата.
Он.
Устал.
Он.
Продолжил.
Работать. Breakdown.
Хотя.
Pronounced. Хотя is a conjunction meaning although or though. It indicates that a statement is true despite another statement.
Он.
Pronounced. On means he and is the subject of the first clause.
Был.
Pronounced. Был is the past tense of the verb to be берутери and means was in this context.
Устал.
Pronounced. Устал is the past tense of the verb to be tired. Устатери. It means was tired in the sentence.
Он.
Pronounced. On means he again. It's the subject of the second clause.
Продолжил.
pronounced. Prodolgil is the past tense of the verb, to continue, pero dolgeteiri, and means, continued, in the sentence. Rabotat. Pronounced. Rabotat is the infinitive verb, to work, and means, to work, in the sentence. Translation. Although he was tired, he continued to work. Variations. Khatabu. Pronounced. Hatayabai means, at least, or, even if. This phrase adds a nuance that the statement was made, despite the circumstances being unfavorable. Example. Khatabu. Tu. Nye. Khochish. Gavarit. Ya. Fse. Равно. Расскажу. Тебе. Историю. Even if you don't want to talk, I will still tell you the story. Word pronunciation. Though. Хотя. Хотя, though, at least. Хотя бы. Хотя бы. The next word is yes. Let's begin. I'm excited to help you learn Russian. Tell me the English word you'd like to see in a Russian sentence. I'll make it easy to understand and translate with eSpeak. Just provide me with a word, and I'll do the rest.